Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. Arson charges have been filed against an Elmer Township man in connection with the fire that destroyed recreational vehicles on December the 8th. Harry Wellington Argue, age 61, allegedly set fire to two travel trailers and is charged with two misdemeanor counts of arson of personal property, $200 or more, but less than $1,000. The recreational vehicles that were set on fire were located in the 2000 block of West French Line Road in Elmer Township. Argue is scheduled for a pre-trial hearing at 9 a.m. on Monday, December the 22nd, and is free on bail after posting a $5,000 bond. And another local and regional news. Sanilac County Sheriff Paul Rich has announced three new deputies have joined his department after their successful graduation from the Oakland Police Academy on December the 12th. Deputies Arlene Stocker of Marlette, Carter Miller of Marlette, and Cole McLaughlin of Yale were each officially sworn in on Monday, December the 15th. They each completed the rigorous academy training that was sponsored by the Sheriff's Department. Their graduation marks the culmination of months of intensive academic instruction, physical training, and hands-on skill development designed to prepare them for the responsibilities of modern law enforcement, according to Sheriff Rich. All three deputies who were assigned to the Uniformed Services Division will begin an intensive field training program. That structured field training program is designed to further develop their skills, knowledge, and decision-making abilities under the guidance of experienced field training officers, ensuring that they are fully prepared for solo law enforcement patrol. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national or at more local and regional news right after this.
Most elves have pointy shoes. I have four paws.
Ho, ho, ho! Pallet, how's my favorite helper making the season shine?
You see, Santa, my person's a veteran. Some days her skies turn gray, so I add the purple of laughter, the blue of courage, and the happy hue of joy.
Oh, oh, painting the world brighter.
Help paint the picture. Dogsinc.org.
Oh, oh,
oh. You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a continued look at your local and regional news next. The Sanilac County Board of Commissioners have approved two resolutions during Tuesday's meeting. The commissioners honor Information Systems Director Nancy Rich for her years of service to the county. Rich started her 20-year career with the county as a part-time Information Systems Director and took over as IT Director in the year 2016. The board recognized her for all she's done in working with other departments and helping them with setting up technology. Commissioners also noted it was her expertise that has kept the county up to date with technological advances. The other resolution that was also approved was changing the name of a department. The board approved changing the name of the Sanilac County Emergency Center to its new name, the Sanilac County Central Dispatch Center. And another local and regional news. A former Michigan Lutheran Seminary teacher is facing multiple felony charges after allegedly engaging in a sexual relationship with a student, according to court records. Authorities say 31-year-old Carl Baudere has been charged with 9 counts, including third and fourth degree criminal sexual conduct involving a student, child sexually abusive activity, possession and distribution of sexually explicit materials, and using a computer to commit a crime. Investigators say the case began when the victim's parent reported discovering inappropriate online messages between Baudere and the student. The teacher allegedly admitted to the relationship, resigned from the seminary, and sold his home in Saginaw before moving to Wisconsin, and then was later extradited back to Michigan. Baudere is being held in the Saginaw County Jail on a $1 million bond. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest slum area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries. The following area deaths have been reported for today. Wednesday, December 17th of 2025. Marvin Messing, age 87 of Ruth, passed away on December the 14th of 2025. A memorial service for Marvin Messing will be announced at a later date, and condolences may be shared with the family online at McAlpinFuneralHome.com. Arrangements are being handled by the McAlpin Funeral Home. And another obituaries, Leroy Howard Schweitzer, age 83 of Sebring, passed away on December the 13th of 2025. Visitation for Leroy Howard Schweitzer will be Thursday, December 18th at the Yingle Mellendorf Funeral Home from 4 to 8 p.m. The funeral service will be Friday, December the 19th at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church. Visitation will begin at 10 a.m. until the time of service at 11. Cremation has taken place and he will be laid to rest alongside Arlene at the Great Lakes National Cemetery in Holly, Michigan. Memorial donations may be given to the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Sebring. And you can share a memory online at jmfuneralhome.com. For a complete look at your thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.